Blog Talk Radio.
Your host for the Pastors for Punch TV studio, Joy Brown. Thank you for waiting on me, and thank all of you that have tuned in today for another show with Miss Joy Vaughn. I'm at a place that most of us know about. I'm at the airport in LA, so you know there's a lot of traffic going on, but I was determined that we was going to do this show today. And I'm quite sure our speaker is on the line right now. Miss Joy, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Awesome.
Can you hear me okay?
A blessing to have you coming on again today. And what I'm going to do, we introduced you on yesterday, talking about the ministry that you have. And today, what we're going to do is just allow you to just hit on a certain area of leadership. But I want them to know that Miss Joy Vaughn, she does webinars, and if you're interested in it, there's a free 15-minute session to determine if the individual Christian counseling is for you, and that number is 786-209-3318. Also, she does seminars. If you want to learn how to get in front of people and speak, and identifies your needs of growth or where you need to go, she's able to direct you in that place. Coaching, one-on-one coaching is uniquely designed around your individual needs. And also pastors, if you need help with skills in your leadership, that's what she's going to help us all learn what to do. So at this time, thank you for your patience and waiting on me. We're going to introduce you again to Miss Joy Vaughn. And thanks for being with us. How are you today?
I am wonderful. And thank you once again for this opportunity. So great
awesome.
To be able to share with the pastors and leaders, of church leaders, and just any believer who wants to move their life forward using the Word of God.
Well, listen, this is what we're going to do today. It's going to be something I've never had done, but I'm going to mute myself, and I'm going to go and just listen to you. Then that'll give us the quiet and the peace that we need and allow you to just go ahead and just dedicate your time to the ministry that you have. And maybe within 15 minutes of that time, I'll just break and do a commercial. But at this time, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to Miss Joy Vaughn.
Well, thank you again, and it's such a pleasure to be able to speak about what we're doing. This has been a long journey, but it's been a journey of resiliency, and resiliency means you keep going no matter what the enemy or what life throws you, and that's really what we teach in our seminars. The seminars are for believers, because when we look at what has been happening in the church then, just among believers, we are not where we're supposed to be. I can say that because, I'm a student of the work as well. And when we're not where we're supposed to be, very often we end up being frustrated. We give up. We move away. Some of us have left or the church. Not that we don't believe in God, but we just are just so upset, disgruntled, frustrated, and we don't know where to turn. I'm going to take this time to acknowledge all the pastors and leaders who do such amazing work within the body of Christ and with the body of Christ, because it is not easy. We're all human beings on this trajectory, on this walk with God, just finding our way, and we all need each other. This is really, given what's going on in the world, it is time for us to all come together and support each other and lift each other up. And that is exactly what CFG.world is designed to do. I'll tell you a little bit about, this is an initiative. And
it's awesome.
This is an initiative that when we looked at what was really happening with people in the body of Christ, we saw that we're praying, we believe in God, yes. Many of us have been saved, yes. We have something that we've been told we're supposed to do, yes. We have been told by our leaders and pastors, you can do this, find your purpose, etc., right? Yes. All those, we know the word, we're in the word, we're praying. So we're doing all the things we know to do. However, once we come out of church or we come away from our prayer closet, right? Now what? We bought a book, we bought a CD. But still, where do we start? How do we actually get things done? How do we actually move forward and accomplish what we're supposed to do? And sometimes what we're finding is it's okay to tell someone what to do, but people in general, and I stand corrected, need a little bit more than the telling. They need hand-holding, and there are so many people that in so many difficult situations that need that level of work. That they, you know, as the word says, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. And co-laboring with someone over a long time takes patience. You have to stay encouraged. But the number one thing it takes is commitment. And that is what we at CFG.world bring to the table. So this is an initiative. It started by a group of believers. We've been walking with the Lord for a long, long time. It's not like we just jumped out of the haystack. And knowing that this seemed to be a need within the body of Christ, we said, what can we do? And we all prayed about it. We got together. How can we use our expertise? And we said, you know what? This is what we can do. We can provide leaders. We can provide pastors. We can provide the body of Christ with the necessary hand-holding that the pastors sometimes want to do. Their heart is in it, but there are just so many people that need that level of work. So we put together the CFG.world initiative, which stands for courage, faith, and gratitude. Because we discovered in our journey, in our walk, because we've all been through some stuff, but we have victories. It takes courage to get you started. Okay, you're started. Now what? Woohoo! You're out of the gate. It takes faith to keep you going. And gratitude to keep you humble. Because the truth is, wherever you're going and whatever you've accomplished, you never arrive. You've never arrived because there's always the next level to get to. So we put together the initiative to really and truly using the Word of God to help believers, pastors, leaders, just get them, you know, get under them and say, hey, listen, we will walk with you. We will walk with you. When you're afraid, we will walk with you. When you doubt, we will walk with you. And that's why CFG started. It was out of a passion and a commitment to see believers really fulfill their God-given purpose and not die with their gifts in them. So moving forward, what are we looking at? We're looking at a series of seminars, seminars on courage, seminars on faith, seminars on gratitude. We have a faculty that is well equipped to teach the seminars, because this is not something you teach from your head. This is something you teach from experience, and we've all been there. So once you've been on the road to Damascus, you can talk about the road to Damascus and then help someone else get through that road to Damascus. Does that make sense? And I believe, I don't know, I think we have some faculty online. I'm not sure, but, you know, if Moderator Brown, if Joy, if you would like to introduce them, that would be great. But I don't know if that's the time. But in any case, the seminars that we do are very intense. For example, in the Courage Seminar, there's certain things that you will learn. First of all, we distinguish where are you in your courage walk. I'm not sure. Did you know that only 8% of people actually make it through? Only 8% of people make it through. 92% actually start, but never finish. I think that's a real travesty. And particularly when people in the body of Christ, God has given you every single thing you need. You have your word, which is the weapon of mass destruction, to knock down any strongholds. He's given you the confidence. He's given you everything. And yet, you start. But there's something in you that says, you know what, I don't know if I can do this. Now, nobody promised you it would be easy. And in that sense, because nobody promised you it would be easy, you're like, well, whoa, I don't know if I signed up for all of that. And so you have all these doubts and fears that come in. And that is what is going on with people in the body of Christ. I'm getting some messages, Joy, to say people are dialing in, and it says the show has not yet started, so I'm not sure what that is about, you know. But anyway, here we are in this world of ours that seems to be topsy-turvy, upside down. People are losing their homes, their jobs, and there's a lot of despair that, but even though we know the Lord, there is still despair that sets in. And what we do is, in our seminars, is we show you how to look for opportunities. Everything that happens to you, you want to look at as an opportunity. That's one of the key lessons that we have. And then ask God and really hear from Him. Because sometimes it's an opportunity for you to do what He's come and asked you to do. Not an opportunity for you to retreat, but for you to move forward boldly and with courage. So Courage is the first seminar that we do, and it talks about looking at where are you lacking courage. What would you like to do? What has God told you to do? And actually, have you taken the first step to be able to do that? And you develop a plan in Courage. You have people who are walking with you. You usually have an accountability partner. We hold you, if you say you want to do X, we're holding you accountable that you will do that and you will complete and you will finish what you start. We talk about leaders in the church, and I know that, Joy, you mentioned that a little bit earlier. Leadership in the church is critical because the number one person you have to lead first is yourself. And if you can't lead yourself, then how can you lead others? So that is a piece that we really look at in leaders. And we have leadership retreats that we take our leaders on. It's one of those things, experiences, that leaders get together and open and honest communication. People do have to sign confidentiality forms. We're very, very strict with whom we take and whom we let in. When you sign up, we have conversations with you before you even start the class, because we need to know that you're serious, because we're serious. but we need to know how much you are willing to put yourself on the line. Because success, as we, our motto is, success is not a, it's a marathon, and it takes time. We look at how coachable you are. If I say, you know, or one of what the instructors said, we need you to do X, Y, and Z by this time, we look to see, can you complete that task? And it may not be a big task, might be something very simple. We look to see if you can be humble. So we actually are looking at all the underlying character traits that would have you be successful so that you can be a successful leader and successful representative of what God has asked you to do. So that's the first. We do all of that before you even enter your courage class. And then we take you through 10 weeks. And in 10 weeks, you get to begin to look at who you are, not only for yourself, but who does God say you are? And we actually help you connect your belief system to who he says you are and not who other people say you are. So that's why the Word of God is so special, so awesome, because we then connect the Word of God to you. And we have a lot of exercises that we do that help you do that. And we don't leave you until we are clear that you understand that. So we take you through the 10 weeks. Everybody has to have a project or something they want to work on. That's talked about, that's looked at even before you start the class. And then at the end of the class, at 10 weeks, we have a celebration. And you've completed your courage class. I can tell you, people get miraculous results in the 10 weeks that they go through. They have the courage to start new business. They have the courage to have difficult conversations. They have the courage to really look and take responsibility for what they are doing or not doing. They develop the courage to go deeper with God, because that's one of the key hallmarks that we harp on, right? They have the courage to then begin to shift their belief system so that it aligns with what God says about them and not what somebody else says about them. God says a lot of great things about us. A lot. And he's serious. However, we in our humanity sometimes don't often understand that. Sometimes we don't often believe that. Mm-hmm. And so that is where the problem sometimes comes in.
Right. Exactly. So in your teaching, Ms. Joy, in your teaching, you really deal with courage. Is that the first principle that you deal with first?
Yes. Because if you don't have the courage to start, then, you know, it's like getting in the car, right?
Yeah,
and you
want to
go on a journey, and you're just sitting in the car.
Okay.
But you do have to turn on the ignition.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have to back the car out of the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And Joy, I'm harping on these little steps because we assume that if we tell people, get on 95 or on the highway, and you can go from point A to point B, that they really get what you're telling them. And part of it is the educational system, so I'm just going to put it out there. We know that in some areas and some, you know, some instances, right? I'm an educator, so looking at it from that point too, the education system has trained us not to critically think. And so we're people, we're human beings, right? So we look at it from a human being perspective. When it comes then to the word, to be able to think about, to look at, to ask, to delve deeper, those are the skill sets that we help you develop in the Courage course.
Right. Okay. So when you talk about courage, then you find out basically where that person is standing right there. And the reason why they haven't, taken the journey that they're supposed to be. Because most of the time we say we have faith, but we don't have the courage. Wow.
And that's why we start with courage first.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can be prayed up, scriptured up, but I should be able to look at you. I should be able to look at you and tell, and as a demonstration of your belief system in connection with what God says about you. So this is really about walking the walk, not talking the talk. And so that's what we develop in the first 10 weeks. We do all the background work, all the underlying work, carving away, looking at, talking about, discussing and dismantling any single thing that is going to keep you from God's promise being fulfilled in your life, including you. We love to blame the enemy. We give him too much credit.
Right, right. Okay.
Sometimes we're our own worst enemy. So that's what we do in the Courage course. And in terms of the Faith course, now once you've gotten past the Courage course, because things happen very quickly. I wanted to let you, you know, to share that with the listeners. Things move very, very quickly in the class. And you start to see results immediately in the class. Now, here's the kicker. We really drill down and look at something called the sabotage factor. Sometimes you can ask for something, and then when you get it, it's like, whoa, I'm not ready for that. And then you shut it down. So we deal with a lot with helping people not to shoot themselves in the foot or sabotage their success once God has granted them or supported them or shown them the right path and the way to go. So having done all that work in 10 weeks in the Courage class, we then say, okay, well, let's look. What's your faith looking like? What does faith look like to you? What are you walking in faith? How is that manifested in your life? We ask those kinds of very deep questions so that now whatever you've created in your Courage class, you bring into your faith class and you take it to the next level. And that is a step. We do a lot of great exercises, a lot of team building exercises, a lot of individual work where you let to look at your relationship to your faith, like for real, and a lot of work on what does it look like to be in faith and to be faithful to whatever God has called you to do. Those are two completely different things, being in faith and being faithful, no matter what, no matter what. So now as we're deepening your walk, we're deepening your faith, we're deepening your courage, now, at the end of the 10 weeks, you'll see yourself grow even more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you see yourself grow a lot, right?
Yeah,
sometimes,
yeah.
Like the flesh, oh, Lord, can we please kill the flesh, right? The flesh will tend to get all, roll up, right?
Right.
And that's when we now say, okay, let's look at your gratitude walk. Let's say you lose everything that you just built. Can you be grateful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're out there, you're doing what's supposed to do, but your support system suddenly disappears. Can you be grateful? And that has happened for many. So that happened for many people. Where they think they're going in one direction, they think they have people with them, but they're not with them, or they're with them up to a certain point. See, this is such an individual journey, Joy, that nobody can do this for you. You've got to do this for yourself. Your walk with God is your walk with God, and nobody can walk that for you but you. And I always say to all my students, at the end of your days, if you had to stand before God and he said, you know, this was your gift, this was your talent, you asked me to help you, I gave you all the support you needed, and you hid your talent, what are you going to say to him? Well, I was waiting on, you know, my sister. No, it's all on you. And so throughout the whole journey, we have people really become 100% responsible for themselves and their walk with God, because it really is a one-on-one walk. And that's why our faculty, that's why the whole program are so special, because they've done that level of work over years. What we've done is taken all our knowledge, all our expertise, and we have put the program together so it works in 10-week spurts. So that at the end of it, you are now, your mind is renewed, and you're now on to whatever God has asked you to do. We live to do this work. We love to do this work. And there's nothing better than seeing each of our students become success stories. We have about a 90% rate of success. All in how we're able to use definitely the Word of God, first thing, principles of just humanity, like, because you can't forget that. You can't get so super spiritual that you ignore your humanity. But how to blend the two so that at the end of the day, you have fulfilled God's promise in your life. So I don't know if there are any questions. Do you have any questions for me at this point?
I have no questions. Well, actually, not really, because you really thoroughly dedicated this time to courage. And listening to you talking about that, it seemed like that's where the starting point. But we think it's faith. So faith is just something that God has already given you. So now to move by faith, it does take courage. It's almost like they talk about the lion and the Wizard of Oz. You know, he just didn't have the courage to do what he needed to do. I really are so thankful that you really have pinpointed that particular session on courage, because we do have winding down to the last couple of minutes of this. I didn't want to break the no. I'm just so thankful that we were able to get on and just let you talk about what God is doing through you and how you're helping people. Because I did look at some of the testimonies of different ones that you have actually helped in your program. So just take the last minute and a half and just talk about how we can get in touch with you.
Yes. The website is cfg.world. Okay. And the email address is info@cfg.world. info@cfg.world. Again, the website is cfg.world. I'm going to give you a couple of numbers. The first number is 754-244-4241. That's 754-244-4241. It is probably the best number to get me at. However, you can also call 786-209-3318. When you go to the website, there's an opportunity for you to join our mailing list. Please put a telephone number there as well as email so that we can contact you, tell you more about the seminars. You can sign up for the seminars. We have a video explaining the whole program a little bit more. And we just this week released our first blog.
Wow. And that's online.
And that's online when you go to cfg.world. We just released our first blog, and I'm so thrilled to be able to bring that to the body of Christ. I'm not sure whether the faculty were able to join tonight. I know I got a text to say they were waiting. They had been on, but they just – but in any case –
I'm going to have to go ahead and end the show because it's timing out on me and I didn't want to be cut off on you. But all the information that Miss Joy's given us is going to be on the Facebook. You can go on the Joy Vine or either Joy Brown. This is the Pastors for Punch TV studio, and we do thank you, Miss Joy Vine, for coming on the show again the second time on behalf of our CEO, Joseph Collins. And you all have a pleasant day. Thank you, Ms. Vaughn.
Okay, then. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.